with some park stuff.
Alright, good evening. 200 Park High School Jazz 1. Pleasure to be with you here this evening. My name is Russ Weaver. I've been an educator in Florida for about 30 years. I was the Anderson School of the Arts. Also at County School for the Arts. Middle School, a couple doors down from the beautiful Lake Nona, where we are for your District 8 Jazz MPA this evening. Band's on stage warming up. We had a DNA before you, and looking forward to your program of little Dizzy Gillespie, little Dave Wilpie arrangement of Misty, and a non-original Keno, that's original Keno, and State Line Strut by Ellen Rowe, wonderful composer. I want to wish you guys the best of luck tonight, and I look forward to hearing your performance. All right, Winter Park, here we go. Pretty straight, guys. Listen to that. Listen to that ride cymbal. You gotta lock into that. Drummer needs to lead me into E and set that up. We're in a different section. Might be nice to have cross tick on 4 here during the beginning of the solo and work it in. Crescendo. Cut off on 1. All together, please, brass. The rest of them are good. Yeah, Bones, all right, cool. Thank you, drums, for setting that up. Very nice. Alright, let's get a hold of that entrance there, guys. Those are pretty straight, guys. I push through that half note a little bit more and take it all the way to the end of 4. Longer on that tie would be great. It'd be more dramatic setting up the thing. Again, drums, we can break it down to cross stick here for a little bit and then work it back into the full groove. Second alto, tenor, need to balance up to bury an alto. All brass, come on, you let me down on that one a little bit. Yeah, solos. There's always a possibility coming down front and using that mic or getting a little closer to the audience. It's a strong band. I might make that choice. The procedure would be to mark any music, to leave a few bars early, head down, take care of it, and head back. Come on, Tramos, 151. Let's put a little bit on that attack there. Yeah, drums, good watching. Nice, cool. Good release, good band. Nice, some little things throughout there in general. Want to take the swing beat and vary up that left-handed comp on that snare drum. You know, it doesn't have to be the same all the way through. You can go to cross-stick and do all kinds of neat things. Cross-stick 2 and 4, cross-stick 4 are both options that a lot of pros would probably have in that piece occasionally, you know. Not overused for anything, but it's a good way to start off a solo so you have someplace to build from as the rhythm section. And
Nice job on that tune. A lot of nice things. Inner parts got to come through. Just listen back for those things. Again, good band. You're having a good night here. Balance is real nice. Rhythm section for the most part. And looking forward to your second tune.
All right, we're going ahead. Saxophones, that'd be a little closer to D than T there with that articulation. Vibrato trombone is pretty requisite at this point. There we go. Good, thank you. Don't forget to start with that. Straighten and then shake. Shake and then straight. Combination of the two. For the artistry of the player. Careful, balance as we dig crescendo, please. Follow your lead player is the rehearsal technique for that. Had it in warm-up, but it got away from you right there. Just be careful. Drummer, I think I would set those things up and subdivide those triplets. Balance saxes. Alto's going to come in that loud. You guys got to support them. Again, as we dig crescendo, nobody sticks out. Come on, harmons. You can be more here. You can be more here. Sax is an almost subtone or outbalancing you. Put some air through those horns, guys. You got to do it. Good intonation, but as soon as you put the air through the horns, the intonation becomes the challenge. Don't play it safe. It's worth the expressive effort. Again with the vibrato, guys. It's a ballad. Warm up the sound. Yeah, nice tenor. Very nice. Cool. I think I'd be more deliberate on the setup drums going into the swing here. And again, I would set up that whole figure before the swing, like the bassy drummers, playing in between the figures rather than with the band. You know, three options, keep time, set them up, or play with them, you know. I think I'd make the other choice there. Guitar can be a little bit more prominent here, man. He's not doing a lot of chording there. Just the Freddie Green. Let that be there. It's good that it's not overbalancing because that can happen a lot. But right here, the rehearsal technique would be to write down your amp settings, keep them the same, and write down your knob settings right here. If you're at 5 for this performance, I'd go to 6. Electronics are challenging in that way. You got to write down the settings. No guesswork. Careful in here. Now, some folks not phrasing together. Listen down. Good release. I'd warm that sound up, Saxon's vibrato. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes. Everybody's got to peek out the same. Lead Alto's peeking out more because he's higher, egotically. Please support him on that saxophone. You've got to have a look at that. It'll sound sweeter when you do it. Nobody sticks out, man. Birds in the sky all turning at the same time. Good feel through here, guys. This is nice. Good balance, good blend, good band sound. Support that lead player, second alto, second tenor. Barry and lead alto, lead tenor coming through pretty good. Could actually use a little more lead tenor. Thank you for that vibrato. Why don't you speed it up as you go into the next note for expression. That was a little foggy right there, guys. Be deliberate. Subdivide it down. Yeah, Bone. Nice. Very nice. Very cool. A lot of good players. A lot of good players. A lot of good playing going on. Just some noticeable things through there that I think we can polish a little bit. That I may never have gotten away from her. I may be new to the hall, whatever, but occurring as we mold sound tonight.
Cool. As we wait on your third number, I'll just kind of add a couple things in here real quick. Waiting on my colleagues at this point. They're getting ready for that third tune, too. Some albums, man, that are easy for you guys to get a hold of. Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. Together Again for the First Time. Meltor, my buddy Rich, if I haven't mentioned that, with Phil Woods, 1978. It changed my life. Check this album out. Basie Straight Ahead. It's all Sammy Nesco. Hollywood, California recording, 1968. Any Airman to Note, any Gordon Goodwin, Big Fat Band, get them on a playlist. All set. Here we go with a little fun music. By the way, we've had three swing tunes, though they're different styles.
I don't know if I'd phrase down at the end of their trombones. I'd probably keep that all the way through seven there. Again, I'd push through there instead of boo-doo-dot. Horizontal. Think horizontal. The vertical thing, overrated. A little more concert band. Okay, intonation, alto, bring the A down. Trumpet, push the D up. Let's get that in tune. It's real nice, but rehearsal technique would be to put an arrow down in parentheses to lower the pitch, arrow up to raise the pitch. You got to match that out. It's pretty good. Needs to be better. As good of players there are in this band, we got to get those little things. Yeah, drums, nice. Bass. I'd like to hear the bass get off the page a little bit. Just push on a couple of those to make it swing harder. Bass. Pull twice. 1 1/4 notes written. All right, alto. Okay. Solos. Like to hear more addressing of the chords up and down here. At some point in the solos, you gotta convince me that, yeah, know the changes. Yes, sir. Yeah, see now, this, we're getting some changes here. Piano, very nice. Yep. You gotta get up and down those chords, man. It's like a prison. Chords are the bars. Come on, bass. Drop some eggs, they call that bass. Cross stick again might be nice here. Louder. Gok. 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 Get it. For a different flavor. Two beat. Two-bit, you can listen to Mac the Knife, Kevin Spacey, L-O-V-E, Gleecast, Season 3, Glenn Miller, Blue Moon, all two-beat songs. Get a hold of that flavor, throw that in there for a couple bars with the bass, add some off-the-page stuff. Yeah, Bones, nice phrasing here. Very, very cool. Love it. Careful vertical alignment. I like it. We just need to polish that up. Yeah, good vertical stuff. Rhythm section. Thanks for setting that up. Sax, we got to dig in way more there. Director really wants it. You're not getting it. You're not giving it to him or us. Keep through there, Saxes. Keep through there. You're getting lost in all the brass and drums. It's all right. Thank you for this phrasing. What fun. Cool. drums, I don't know if I would go with these guys. I'd be setting up all these holes are yours. Bonk-a-ting, ga-do-gong, ga-do-bonk-gong. You know, fill those things up. Listen to those bassy drummers, man. Every one of them lives for that. That's their real estate. Band's fine without you. They're playing strong. Just be more interesting with those holes filled up. Come on, Saxes, dig in. Got to check out some super sax. Listen to those guys. Rob McConnell's sax section. I think I would have caught that, drums. Really get that ending in there. They kind of just ended, sound like we just stopped. Okay, you got the chops to do that. Definitely, definitely. We got to mark that in the music. You got to give me that setup in. So, bop, but they got the goo-ga. Both hands, both feet, man. Bop, bop, but they got the goo-ga. Shoes in the dryer after that. Watch for the cutoff. All right, cool, man. We'll be back. Some wrap-up comments just a second. All right, Winter Park, very, very nice tonight. Finish up the written comments and whatnot. Liked pretty much everything that was going on. Got some linear comments there through. Just little things, you know, in preparation for continued success with these selections and whatnot. So enjoy the band today. A lot of good players on stage. Big overall things would include just working as a team. You do it most of the time, but there's a couple little things in there that are getting away from you. Notated those. Intonation, alto, trumpet thing, that's easy to fix. You got to mark your part with the arrows up and the arrows down and just play to that, you know, and we'll see if we can get that bullseye a little closer on that. It's very good. We're talking about the very small things here. A lot of great playing, a lot of energy, a lot of good stuff going on. Love to hear it. Love the fact that we opened the lid on the piano for school to do that. Been waiting all day for somebody to go ahead and take care of that. Thank you for that. That's awesome. We could actually hear the piano, and it sounded very, very nice. Thank you for the changes on the piano during the solos. They were great. Want to hear more harmonic content from the solos. We got a lot of good rhythmic content. We have some harmonic content. As a listener, man, I want to hear you go up and down those changes with some ideas. So I know that you know that before you start taking off on some horizontal figures that may or may not skate over the changes. Okay, so you know, be deliberate in your efforts. Learn your changes. If you can't tell me what the chords are to a song, then you probably need to work until you can. That's the first step. Being able to play them on the piano, another awesome idea. Walk over and do that so you can see how they set up, see where those leading tones are, see where the common tones are in there so you can, you know, do some of that rhythmic stuff and then address it by coming down the chord and whatnot as soloists. Jazzbooks.com has a lot of great free materials. I didn't hear any descending dominant bebop scales coming out of the crew today. That's one connective material that almost every jazz great uses frequently. So one natural 7, flat 7, then right down the major scale. Ba-da-da-ba-dwee-ba-doo-dum-doom. You gotta, yeah, that's a good connective material that I'd like to see start being used by all the soloists to connect some of these great ideas that I've been hearing. Tonight, jazzbooks.com has free scale syllabus and free jazz handbooks just for the asking. I recommend getting on the mailing list. I send you all kinds of cool free stuff, and Jamie Ebersole is fantastic that way. So, yeah, enjoyed hearing the band tonight, and look forward to hearing you guys in the future. Fantastic music concert. Thank you. Bye-bye.